Hello, hello. It is me, Jabari, doing Jabari's Wisdom. We have today Sergio, Ronan, if you could turn that down, actually, and Paul. You know, Paul, it's your first time being in a podcast. You have anything, you know, you want to talk about, you know, anything?
Podcasts are pretty cool.
Yeah, let's talk about podcasts, you know. So I've been doing this podcast for a while, you know. I've had around 6 podcasts in.
Kind of a seasoned expert.
Yeah, I have no views. Kind of sucks.
It's not about the views, it's about the content.
But when no one's watching your content, what's the point of the content?
Dude, you have complete freedom. You're not held down by your audience's expectations.
You're not signed to a record label.
Yeah.
You got a point.
You're free spirit.
Speaking of free spirit, I think today is a special day. We have the whole suite in here.
Woo!
Dude, it's pretty sweet.
And most importantly,
woo!
We have Ronan in here. Ronan, do you think today is the day we talk about virtual YouTubers?
I think we can hear them now.
Orange juice.
Okay, we're not talking about virtual YouTubers today, I guess.
You look like orange juice.
We'll leave that to next time. What should we talk about? I could have sworn there was something we were supposed to talk about with Chris. You remember? No. We have already talked about video games many times in our podcast.
Dude, I like video games.
We have already talked about video games.
Not Fallout 76, though, am I right? Ah!
You know what I want to talk about? Speaking of that. We're talking about video games.
Woo!
We're talking about the different stores that are being added nowadays. Like the Epic Games Store.
Woo!
And Steam. I have a problem.
Steam's not a new addition.
I have a problem with Steam. Because I've said this to you guys many times, but now it's time for the world to hear. We have always been wanting a Steam alternative. We never wanted all our games to be on one platform. Steam to have total control over the entire PC market.
Right.
And the one time Epic Games tried to be that thing we've all asked for years. Years we've asked for this.
Lots of other companies have tried it.
Yes, lots of other companies have tried, but failed. In Epic Games, the one time someone actually is like, okay, maybe they'll be able to do it.
They haven't succeeded yet.
They haven't succeeded, but they're actually trying.
They're in the...
Everyone's pissed at them.
They're in the process.
Yeah, they're in the process. It's like, how are you going to get people to join your platform by just giving free games? You know what that's going to do? People just go download the free games and then do nothing. Just use your platform for free games. The only way Epic Games is going to get an actual audience and people to buy stuff on their store and switch from Steam is if they have exclusives.
They also need to upgrade their shit, though.
Yeah, but how are they going to know what they need to upgrade if no one uses it? And the only way to get people to use it is if they get exclusives.
Make a sequel to Fortnite.
Anyway, what I don't understand is people, like, people are all pissed about, oh, Epic Games, Metro, But it's like, one, Epic Games is free.
It's
not like it's PlayStation versus Xbox where you have to buy a console and then stick with that economy because you don't want to buy 2 consoles and then only play their exclusives. This is a free platform. You can have Steam. Wait for it. And Epic Games install at the same time.
Oh, no, you can't.
2 programs running on my computer? That's going to kill it, man.
That's going to kill my CPU.
Oh, wait. Here's the greatest part. If your friends are on Steam and not on Epic Games Store, you switch tabs and type to your friends on Steam.
Switch tabs? Fuck. That's going to take like 2 clicks.
Crazy. I know.
I'm going to break my hand doing that.
You know what I think this is? I think this is the internet being stupid like usual because they know nothing. And they're going to forget about everything within 1 month like usual. And there's just going to be those couple of tryhards who try to keep bringing it up. Because they're idiots.
I think if Epic upgrades their store and like their like friend and like profile system, I think they'll be a decent competitor.
Yeah, and I know they are going to, but it's like they have to do business stuff first. They have to get people on the platform before they fix it.
Yeah.
You know, it makes no sense, but it makes sense because it's like, why fix something if no one's going to use it?
Yeah,
they're going to hate it until.
Yeah,
you know.
It's the same with Snapchat. Like, when Snapchat made their new update, everyone's like, oh man, this is the death of Snapchat. No one's ever gonna get anything. Oh my god, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
2 months later, everyone's still on Snapchat. And they got used to it. People just have to get used to change. That is my one take on the subject.
I hate Snapchat.
Okay, retard.
You hate Snapchat, are
you
sure? You
continue to play 100% Orange Juice, you freaking fool. We were supposed to talk about virtual YouTubers today.
Okay.
Ronan, they're actually
AI channel.
We still could. It'd just be very one-sided. As true. Ronan is the main audience of the virtual YouTubers.
Yes, true, true.
He is their core demographic.
So, let's bring it back to Epic Games. I have a question.
It's pretty epic, dude.
I have a question.
Paul.
So, Sergio.
No, now's not the time, Paul.
So if you were someone who pre-ordered on Steam,
mm-hmm.
and then Epic's like, yeah, it's exclusive now. Oh, and Epic Games.
Yeah.
But it's cheaper. A little bit cheaper. I think it wasn't cheaper.
Well, they already pre-ordered it. The price doesn't matter at that point.
Yeah, the price doesn't matter.
Well,
no. So why would you be mad?
Because, A, there's a couple things here. So it had been pre-selling on Steam for a couple of months since it was announced.
Yep.
So the problem isn't so much that it's on Epic. The problem is that it was being pre-sold on Steam for a long time before they just yanked it off the store. So people already bought it for $60. The second problem is that they moved it to Epic, and because of some special deal between Epic and 4A, they decreased the price by $10. But the people who paid for it on Steam still paid full price.
But,
and as of right now, have not gotten reimbursed the $10 or
but,
any sort of, like, special DLC.
But, well, one, it is a pre-order, so they can just cancel it. Two, games get cheaper all the time. Like, when, let's say I bought Halo 3 when it came out. No, I'm just saying, Halo 3, when it came out, was $60. Now you can buy it for $10.
Like,
and I'm like, oh, Bungie's so stupid. Oh, I want my money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
No. The game just got cheaper.
I think it's a bit
but
different. The game isn't even out yet.
Yeah, but it's even more different because the game's not even out. So if you're so offended, if these people are so offended by their pre-order, cancel it. Pre-order again.
Well, they want to play the game.
But they wanted us.
And then not only that, I'm pretty sure, well, correct me
if I'm wrong. Is it a multiplayer game or is it only single player?
It's
single
player.
Okay.
So, like, there's no...
Like, if it was multiplayer, like, I would be pissed because it's like, I want to play with my friends on this platform, and now I can't because they're not... Some of them might not be able to buy it in the future because it's not going to be on Steam.
Yep.
Well, it is going to be on Steam in a year. It's just an exclusivity deal for a year.
I mean, like, yeah. Like,
I really, honestly...
Games come out, like, a year, like...
I see no downside other than positives for Epic Games. Like, and then, if anything, I've said this before, like, to you guys... Metro probably got more publicity from this than anything.
That's
because no
true.
One has ever, like, literally, none of my friends, maybe other than you, Sergio, I guess. I don't know if you guys
I've,
heard of
I've
it.
I've heard of it. I've never played it.
Yeah, none of the, like, Metro's not really, like, a household game name.
Well, it's a
nope,
AAA
not that
company.
Many people really play it. It's just a really, like, really big community who likes it. Like,
well,
the people probably. Who like the game. But no one's really heard of Metro until this happened. Then everyone hears of Metro. So it's a win-win. And then Epic Games, like, what? Oh, man, the Steam people hate us? Like, okay.
Well, now
you don't get Metro, idiots.
Crawled under Steam's skin now, which
good.
Nobody's done previously.
Yeah, and it's also that. I feel like this was also, like, a thing by Valve. Like, maybe Valve tried to kind of hype up the, oh, man, Epic Games is terrible
kind of
hype. Because, like, now,
I'm sure
they probably are sweating a little bit.
They're
because,
probably fucking pissed.
Yeah. Because now they have a competitor. They used to have a virtual
their
monopoly. Customers
getting screwed over out of no fault of their own.
But how can you say
Which
it's their...
Maybe
it's
reading for them.
It's different, though.
Than usual.
Because I feel like this is like Walmart versus Target. Let's say, or whatever, any other store.
Okay.
Let's say you used to buy this certain type of milk from Walmart.
Yeah.
And then Walmart's like, yeah, Target took our milk.
You can't
are you just like,
oh,
screw Walmart! You just go to Target and get your milk. In the story.
Yeah, but that's like driving.
I guess.
People don't like change.
But let's say the Target's right next to Walmart. Like, literally, it doesn't affect you. Oh, you won't see your favorite cashier anymore. Boo-hoo.
Well, running with that analogy, there's other stuff that Walmart still has that you want to get. So now you're having to go to two stores rather than one.
I guess, but what if it's cheaper at Target now? The milk is. So you would have saved
I mean,
money.
You're still spending more time.
I
so
guess.
I mean, personally, I don't see a problem with it. Like, it's a thing that's happening. Like, I'm used to this.
I've used Battle.net for Blizzard games and stuff.
Yeah. And then even, what, but isn't the new Fallout games not going to be on Steam? Or not Fallout, whatever. Blizzard games, they're not on Steam anymore.
Were they ever?
Yeah. No. Skyrim was on... Oh, not Blizzard. I mean,
oh, Bethesda games.
Bethesda.
Yeah.
There's talks about it. There's a possibility, because of 76, they might end up just moving everything back over to Steam if their servers are sucking ass, which kind of they have been.
Yeah, that would boost their sales a bit, maybe, by putting it onto Steam.
But I feel like all these game companies, because, one, Steam takes a big cut of your profit. I forgot how much.
30
freaking percent, while Blizzard or Epic Games only takes 10 now.
Yeah, that's probably like the best move.
So that's the best move. And then
developers more money.
I feel like all these people are getting tired of Steam. Like they don't want. Like that's why Ubisoft has their own store and all this. EA has their own stores because like.
Well, you can self manage it, which is part of it.
And then also, I heard there's a thing like with user reviews. I also think that's stupid. These user reviews, because this review bombing thing. Is so stupid because it's like
in theory it's not, in practice because people are people it is.
Yeah in theory it makes sense, but as the one and only Adam Savage has once said, in theory practice works, in practice get
okay,
it? Okay, keep playing 100% orange juice. All right, get out of here. You haven't even said anything other than that.
Hi. Oh, I'm playing orange juice.
What's your favorite game?
100%
Orange. Yeah, sure.
Not Overwatch?
No. Not,
Okay.
Yakuza 0.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm about to say. What was I saying?
Fuck.
About the review bombing. Because the review bombs is so... Like, for example, apparently Metro,
yeah.
The older Metros are getting review bombed. Which
that's
is dumb, because it's like, technically, it's like, unfair to Metro.
I mean, they
just took a deal. They're going to make more money.
I'm pretty sure they have a system in place. Like, don't you have to own a game to leave a review on it?
I mean,
yeah, but even I review bombed once, technically.
Like
because when Skyrim did paid mods,
one.
I gave them a negative review. I was like, yeah, this is stupid. I mean, I changed it back to positive, but still. That shouldn't be a thing. You shouldn't be able to just, like...
It kind of makes sense in that context, because that's still relevant to that game.
Yeah, I guess.
But if it's just the company, and you're just bombing all of their games, because
mm-hmm.
they fucked up with, like, the newest one.
And now they're going to... They could lose profit, because some people only look at the review like, oh, it's mostly negative right now? Like, I know Steam tried to change it, where it's like, you can see that recently a bunch of negative reviews happened.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
not really enough, I don't feel like.
I think if you're a... gamer, or at least semi...
Gamer.
Ronan, shut up.
I mean, yeah, if you actually, like...
Semi-frequent person, then, like, on Steam, then you kind of understand those trends. But, like, if you're,
true,
like, a casual, like, you've never really played Steam before, you might be looking at, like, that kind of stuff and be like, I don't know. But, like, I feel like if you've seen it before, like, I would say most people, like, if you see, like, a lot of, like, really just recently, like, negative reviews, it's probably because the company fucked up something.
True. And it's usually something technically kind of minor. Like, it's never, like, a big mess up. It's kind of like something, like, oh, they made one item a little more expensive than they should have for this new patch.
Those greedy bastards.
Yeah. Screw them. It's like, don't buy the item, then.
Yeah.
Like, what? But then I also, I don't feel like the user reviews really help, because I don't really look at them, because, say, like, a game that's, like, I don't know, like an MMO. This person will have 4,000 hours and just be like... Yeah, it just sucks. Like, I don't like the game. It's bad. Do not get. I'm like, then why would you play 4,000 hours of bad game?
I do like to see, though, that people
get his money's worth because he was so mad at it.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so the last 30 minutes ruined your time. So now you leave a negative review?
The ending was terrible.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, I did that once.
Mass
but Firewatch is different.
Terrible.
Firewatch was different. That was a disappointment. But still.
Like the firefighter.
Kind of like
game,
the Bumblebee movie.
Yeah.
It was good all the way until the end. And
kind
as he hit the end, it was like...
Do you mean the B-movie?
Bumblebee. The Transformers movie.
The Transformers movie. Shows
yeah.
how much I care about that movie. Okay.
Same with Spider-Verse. Right when
no,
that freaking
Spider-Verse
pig came in.
Masterpiece.
Right when that pig and anime girl came.
It was
you know,
beautiful.
Let's switch
levels.
It up to Spider-Verse.
There's nothing else to be
so
said.
So I have a problem with Spider-Verse.
Your problem.
Kingpin is a masterpiece.
So,
art style is a masterpiece.
Spider-Verse was good. It was a great movie. Amazing.
Masterpiece.
But then,
nope.
That freaking pig and that anime girl came out of nowhere. And I don't even know what the point was.
They were in the trailers. What do you mean they came out of
But they were irrelevant to everything. They didn't have, like, they
came from
there were some one-off jokes.
Oh, they came from New Universe.
You can say they didn't add anything to the movie, but
they
I don't think. They didn't detract, I don't think.
I feel like they
jokes.
Subtracted, because the pig, that was just stupid. Like, if you took out the pig, the movie would not change and
its
reviews would go up.
Spider-Pig who got bitten by a radioactive
the anime
pig.
Girl, made, like, at least the Spider-Noir guy, he made sense. It was like, okay, that's clever. Spider-Girl, she had a radioactive spider that controls a robot. And then she is anime.
And she's best friends with
you
the spider.
You just don't understand multiverse.
That's stupid.
Yeah, that's the point of multiverse. They're all different.
Like,
and some of them
I,
are stupid.
They did that for comedic effect. But the movie was already funny. It was funny before any of the new Spider-Mans came.
Maybe,
and Spider-Woman.
Maybe they ran out of material.
You know what I think? Here's my conspiracy. Well, I don't know about the Spider-Pig. That was just some idiot. Some intern's like, why don't we bring Spider-Pig in? And some old dude who's in the conference call is like, hey, that's a good idea. You know, bring in the Spider-Pig. The kids will love it. Because they think kids like Spider-Pig. That's why they brought in the Spider-Pig, for the stupid freaking kids. And the reason they brought in that freaking anime girl was because it's Sony. Sony's a Japanese company, so they needed some type of, like, self-representation in the movie. Since it's not, like, since it's more New York and some black dude, some random black dude. So they needed self-representation for this Japanese company. So they brought in this trash. Same with the Spider-Man game, now that you bring up that. Did you notice that all these characters in the Spider-Man game were Japanese? Is it a coincidence? I don't freaking think so. Anyone has anything to say? Anything?
Spider-Man's a masterpiece.
Kingpin
I don't think
was,
they can hear
me. Kingpin was wonderful.
Oh yeah, Kingpin was good.
Every time he was on like, frame, it was just hilarious.
Yeah.
What a character design.
Yeah, you know.
So geometrical.
Yeah.
So perfect.
So really good. So Ronnie, you have anything to say? Okay, well, Sergio, is there anything?
Masterpiece right behind Spider-Man.
Sergio, you got anything to say? Anything? You know, anything about what I said about the trash pig or the trash anime girl?
No, that's all good. I like that. I thought it suited the movie well.
I don't think it suited the movie at all.
Well, it's not for everybody.
Like, it wasn't
by everybody,
but it, like, it doesn't matter.
Nah, I feel everyone else was thinking the same thing, unless they're an idiot.
Like, I mean, if they took over and became the stars of the movie, then yeah, that would be bad.
They were irrelevant the entire time. How many lines did they
say? Side characters for jokes.
How many lines did they say?
Like,
two?
Seven.
Even the Spider-Noir said more lines than both the Spider-Pig and Anime Girl combined.
I just feel like they needed a bit more time to be introduced into your heart.
Yeah. They needed more time.
Look, Jabari.
So if they did,
Jabari, do you want the real answer of why they're in the movie?
I told you the real answer.
Jabari,
the pig was for the girl.
Buddy,
I mean, the pig was for the kids.
Jabari,
and the spider
simple,
girl was
okay?
for, or the anime one was for
they're
the
business,
representation.
Right? They're setting the groundwork for spin-off series for Spider-Pig and anime Spider-Mech girl.
They are not going to bring that Japanese freaking trash mech into anything. No one is excited for that Japanese anime Spider-Man.
I mean, if they make a Spider-Verse game on the Epic Store,
you best believe they're gonna put her in there.
They are not. Cause like one, like okay, Miles Morales
DLC in the Spider-Man game.
But Miles,
watch that one.
But Miles Morales, you can make merchandise for Miles Morales. You can make merchandise for Spider-Woman. Spider-Man's a given. What can you do with Spider-Pig?
Make
a plushie? That's it.
You just don't like it. That's
what plushie. Can you do for a big mech?
I don't know. Make a fucking mech figure? Like,
oh,
are you... What?
No. Not... People don't buy figures. Other than Ronin.
Pans to Ronin.
Man, if only you could see this wall.
See, Ronin just is watching a virtual YouTubers and refuses to talk about virtual YouTubers.
Ronan, share your thought on virtual YouTubers.
No, I don't even want
to
hear it.
Let's hear what she has to say.
I don't want to hear anything about virtual YouTubers until Ronan wants to, you know, have a podcast about it.
You mean an intervention?
Yeah.
Next week, Ronan's intervention.
Well, you know, I feel like this is like a pretty good length. This is probably the short one. You know.
What happened
happen at 1:20 in the morning.
Yeah, it's 1:20.
You know, by the way, that's how it goes.
You know, I really want Paul to be in the podcast. You'll be part of history before this gets huge.
Wow, I'll be remembered for this.
Yeah, you will.
That's good.
Remember Paul, people. Hashtag remember the Paul.
Hashtag Spider-Verse wasn't bad.
Hashtag I was lying. From the last hashtag. It's bad. So, I think that's enough. You know, next time...
Hashtag save spider pig.
Hashtag roast it. Maybe make it to some spider bacon. Now that would be... That's a merchandise. Spider bacon. Mm-mm.
He just hates spider pig. That's it.
I also hate the mech. Wait. Before I end it.
Whoa!
The mech... Remember at the end of the movie where the mech got destroyed, but the spider was okay. But she started crying.
It was a robotic spider.
That made no sense. Why was she crying at the mech?
I think
because her father made it.
Yeah, that's what we figured out. Her father built it.
See,
father died because like
it. Wait. But you know why?
Important to the main character.
Wait. But you know why I didn't know that? You know why I didn't know that? Because they spent 2 seconds,
Paul and I heard it.
Making like, oh, here's my side story.
Yeah, they're the side characters and you hate them. You want them to have more screen time about their backstory?
Yeah, if you're gonna bring in side characters, make more backstory so I feel sad.
I thought we were ending this.
If the pig died in that movie, I would feel nothing. I'd be like, oh, okay, the pig died.
Yeah, just you.
If the friggin' mech died and the spider got crushed by Kingpin.
He just sat on it.
I would feel nothing because we didn't have enough time to relate to these characters.
I would feel great.
At least the Spider Woman, we had enough screen time where we actually felt relatable to the character. We understood why she had a shaved head.
How are you gonna mesh a pig into Miles Morales's universe?
Exactly, that's my point.
Story with it.
That's my point.
That's why
take it out.
Screen time. You can't
take it out. Take
give him
it
the same
out.
Amount of screen time as Gwen.
No, maybe he thinks he's seen stuff.
The pig raises too many questions.
He could have thought he's seen stuff.
If they tried to answer one question, it would just be an avalanche. He'd be like, oh, gotta answer this. Gotta answer this.
It was already 2.5 hours long. That was
exactly.
Like,
that's why you take it out.
How does he keep the hammer in his pocket?
You know what they could have done?
We'll never know.
With the
funny part.
With the amount of screen time that they were on, you know what they could have done? They could have expanded on how Miles Morales got better at being Spider-Man after his father talked to him. But no. You know what they did? A little 1 minute compilation of him.
What's up, danger?
Don't be a stranger. Okay. I jump off of buildings. Cause they're high or whatever. Screw that song. And screw that compilation.
It was
too quick. It was cool, but it was too quick. It was like, okay, I'm good at Spider-Man now because my dad talked to me. Like, what?
He felt something.
Yeah.
He felt something, so he gained all these skills that took Spider-Man 5 years.
He never felt it before. That was the only thing.
They even referenced it in the movie. They're like, did you teach him that? No, I didn't. I don't know how he did that. I don't know either.
He fell asleep during the movie, clearly. Just
got
all the relevant facts about it.
And then they explain why Kingpin could put his hands up and slam it on the ground, kill Peter Parker. But Miles Morales is just like, oh.
Because he felt something.
I give that movie a Jabari rating of 7.8.
Peter Parker actually
out
died
of 9.
In the movie. That was pretty cool.
It was cool seeing Peter Parker die. Yeah. I mean, I thought the Peter Parker was pretty cool. I thought it was,
he
both of them
good
pretty
lines.
Cool.
I like the take on him where he didn't give a shit.
Yeah, I like the two takes.
Yeah.
Both of them. Yeah.
The fat one is fucking sweatpants. Walking around barefoot.
That was one of the few movies all the comedy was on point. Like.
No. See, you messed up saying all of it. Spider Pig. That
was
not meant to be.
All of the interaction between Spider-Man and Miles Morales.
Because usually most movies have those corny jokes. Like, oh, okay, I see what they're.
Yeah, you mean when Spider Pig comes up, it's like my hands are wet because I washed them.
That was pretty funny.
That was not funny.
The first time, yeah.
I was like, what is this stupid freaking pig doing in my movie?
He said it once, didn't he?
But if you've seen the trailer, then it's like, okay.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that movie was not funny for Spider-Pig. Like, it was so good. I was tearing up because I was like, this is one of the greatest.
La La Land or some other, trash movie.
La La Land was an artistic masterpiece.
Yeah, so was this.
I mean, it was. The Spider-Verse had the greatest art I've ever seen in my life. Like, legit. Best animation I have ever seen for any movie. Because it was original. Like, Pixar is cool.
Yeah, it was very comic-esque.
Pixar is cool, but Pixar is like, once you see one Pixar movie, you've seen it all, art-wise. Because it's the same art style. It's 3D animation. But Spider-Verse, like, was a different take. I haven't seen a 2D movie in so long. Because everything's become 3D. It's been, like, taken over by DreamWorks and Pixar.
Spider-Verse was 3D also.
Spider-Verse wasn't 3D.
Yeah, it had a 2D filter, maybe. But it was definitely a 3D movie.
Oh, yeah, it was. Well, see, I didn't... The fact that it felt like it was 2D, though. That's how you know. That's a good movie.
Their art was on point.
Their art, like, that was just original art. Like, that was just original. I've never seen an art style like that. I mean, other than comics, I guess, but you know what I mean. So, yeah. Art-wise, and almost story-wise, good movie. But they chose to put in that spider pig, and that ruined it all. Kingpin redeemed the movie, though. Like, Kingpin... Masterpiece. Shut up, Ronan.
Ronan!
Stop! Why are you laughing? Like, what? Why is Sergio laughing?
Ronan, what is that?
Well, I guess that's the end of our podcast. Well, yeah, this has been Jabari's Wisdom.
Ronan!
Remember to share this podcast to every single person you can possibly do it, so then I can make money. So that would be really helpful because I like money and I like buying things. And if I could buy things, I'll make more podcasts.
Don't run it!
Don't fund Jabari.
So I will see you later. Remember, tweet, share as much as possible. Again, so I can make money. So I will see you later. The next podcast that we will be talking about is... Virtual YouTubers. Goodbye.